Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Kritot Daf Yod Tet Amud Aleph. This will be our final podcast of this, the fourth Perek. And now we have several scenarios again dealing with the Asham Talui Chelev Vinotar Lefanav. This is the middle of Mishnah Bet. And it will take us all the way through Mishnah Gimel. In some of the Mishnayot, this is the middle of Gimel, and Dalet continues as the different divisions exist in the Mishnayot. So if he had two things in front of him, both Asur, or he had two women in the house, one his wife who's Anita, one his sister. In other words, either one would be a chatat, but different names. He violated one, but he doesn't know which one it was. Or Shabbat v'Yom Kippurim, let's say Yom Kippur was on Friday. And he did malacha right between the days. Rebbe Elezer says, Yuchayav chatat. In any case, Rabbi Yeshua poter. Now, Amar Rabbi Yossi, lo nechlaku al ha'osem malacha b'nashmashot shu patur. He disagrees about the way that the last case is presented. And that is, if it was done b'nashmashot, shani omer miktzat asa hayom, miktzat asa l'machar, that I could argue that half of the malacha was done on the Shabbat part and half on the Yom Kippur part. It's, of course, very difficult for Biyosi, because his shita ben hashmashot is that it's one instant. But alma nechleku, al ha'osem malacha b'toch hayom, if you did malacha during the day, ve'en yodeim Shabbat asayim b'yom ha'kippurim asa, and he doesn't know which day it was, which is much closer parallel to the other cases of chelev and arayot. Oh, he knew he did malacha on Shabbat, but he just doesn't know what kind of malacha it was. Now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Potrei Rabbi Yeshua, Af Me'asham Talui. But in that case, Rabbi Yeshua would say, you're not only exempt from the chatat, of the sort of Imanav Shach, either way you did a chatat, you're also exempt from the Asham Talui. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omrim, and this is the last Mishnah, Lo Nechleku Al Davar Shu Mishem Echad Shu Chayav. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua did not disagree, he's going against Rabbi Yossi, about a case where you knew it was Shem Echad. Alma Nechleku Al Davar Shu Mishum Shtei Shemot. They disagreed only about something where there are two different kinds of malachot. Rabbi Lazar Mechayv Chatar Rabbi Yeshua Poter. Rabbi Yehuda then takes it further and says, even in a case where you were picking fruit, but you intended to pick figs and pick grapes, or the opposite, not only that, but even among figs, you intended to pick black ones and pick white ones, or vice versa, and Amar, it's unclear if this is Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon, Tmiani Impatar Rabbi Yeshua. It's not clear to me that Rabbi Yeshua really could say you're exempt there. Why would it say that you, that he found out what he sinned? That therefore you'd have to say Prat Lemit Asek. That Asher Chataba means as long as you had intent to do that action. As opposed to mitasek, where you're involved in a totally different action, and then the prohibited malacha happened. We'll see examples of that in the Gemara. Okay, Tanya, I'm Rabbi Eliezer, Manav Shach. Rabbi Eliezer's argument is, if you ate chelev, you ate notar, and you're not sure which one it is, either way, you're chayav chatat. You chelev achal chayav, you notar achal chayav. You shtoni da baal chayav, you achoto baal chayav. Same thing with the arayot. Ibe shabbat asam alacha chayav, ibe yom kippurim asam alacha chayav. Whichever day it was, you're chayav, so what's the difference? Amar Rabbi Yeshua, arei omer asher chatat ba, you have to be aware of the sin you did to be chayav chatat. Ad shiva dalo b'me chatat, it's not enough to know you're chayav chatat, you have to know what the sin was. L'ezo hai ba mayav, what does he do with asher chatat ba? Vayilei prat l'mitasek. As we saw in the Mishnah, he uses it to exempt mitasek. Now, what's the mitasek? Mitasek to my ida chalavim v'arayot, if you were involved in doing something else, and you ate chalav, or violated arayot, chayav, why? Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel mitasek v'chalavim v'arayot chayav. We have the statement of Shmuel we're going to come back to in a little bit, where they said, if you are mitasek, but you nonetheless ingest chalavim or have relations with an erva, you chayav, shekein nehenek, because after all, you got the ana'an. If he's using to exempt mitasek on Shabbat, like you intended to do one thing and then something else happened, which is a malacha, patur, you're already exempt, you don't need asher chatamba, because my tam, malachat machshevet asra Torah. The Torah only finds obligation for malachat machshevet, meaning an act that you intended to do. So the answer is, it's kind of fine line, l'rava mishkachat la, and we're going to have to stay with Shabbat, that according to Rav, it'll be a case, you intended to cut something from the ground that was already out of the ground, already disconnected, and you missed and you cut something that was in the ground. And Labaya Mishkachal Angon did Kaven like Biata Talush. Habaya makes it even further away. You intended to pick something up that was Talush, and you had a knife in your hand, Chatachtam Chubar. And instead you cut something that was Bechubar Lakarka, which is, of course, Kotzer. The now we have the following dispute. Kaven like Biata Talush Chatachtam Chubar. If you intended to pick up something that was in the, that was sitting on the ground, not connected, and instead you cut something from the ground, Patur. Because my tama daloi chavin l'shum chaticha, you didn't intend to do any cutting. Lachtoch da talush v'chatachta mechubar, but if you intended to cut something talush and cut mechubar, Abaye amar chayav, why chavin l'shum chaticha? Because you intended to cut. Rav amar patur, why dalo ichavin l'chaticha disur? You didn't intend to cut something in an that is asur to cut. Okay, so therefore we have to say according to Abaye, it would have to be a case of lachbiya. According to Rav, it could be a case of lachtoch, but lachtoch eta talush. Now, Rabbi Yossi Omer, lo nechleku. Rabbi Yossi says that the disagreement was not about Shabbat Yom Kippur and the intersection between them, but rather about, it was in the middle of the day, you just didn't know what day it was. Tanya, Marlon, Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi responded as the rest of that conversation, Dikdakta macharai, you came at me with a very specific, a stiletto type question, and we don't know what the rest of that is. So my Amri laid the Amri Ludigakim Acharai. What did the rabbi say? That's not in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yossi responded that way. Hachi Amri laid, this is what they said. Higbiya benesh pashot mahu. You're right, if there's a malacha that takes some time, and you did it benesh pashot, you could argue that half was done here, half was done there. But what if you do something that's an instantaneous malacha, like picking it up? So Amri Ludigakim Acharai, and he said, oh, you caught me. Why doesn't he just answer that you picked up a little bit of it, less than kashir or whatever it is, one day, and the rest the next day? That's indeed what he said. You tried to nail me, but you didn't accomplish anything. Now, but time out. That means that Rabbi Yossi is going to say that if you do the last step, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, you'd be patur, meaning you did part of the Hagba'ah on Yom Kippur, and then it became Shabbat at that moment that we don't can't pinpoint, and you did the rest. But why did you chayav for that last step? Hashaman alei demachayev. We know that Rabbi Eliezer says you're chayav detnan. Rabbi Eliezer omer ha'orek shlosha chutin batchila. What's the shiur of ariga, of weaving? Is three threads. But achad al arig, but if you just put one thread, add it to something that's already woven, chayav. So that means that, according to Rabbi Eliezer, even one step should be chayav. So Rabbi Yossi says, lo nechleku, it's not true, but as it would say, even that would be chayav. There's Rabbi Yossi, aliba de Rabbi Elazar hachimatni. He has a different version of Rabbi Eliezer. So that indeed Rabbi Eliezer does not have the same shiur for starting a weave and adding to a weave, but adding to a weave is also two threads. And if it's two threads or two strings, then you could say that one was before and one was after. Okay, in that first take, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Potrei Rabbi Yeshua af Miyasham Talui. The Rabbi Yeshua said you're Patur even from the Yasham Talui. Tan Rabbi Yehuda, Potrei Rabbi Yeshua af Miyasham Talui Shinemar. What's the backup? Ki techta velo yada. Meaning, if you sin and you don't know, what does that mean? Prat lezesh yada shechata. So it's kind of an interesting thing. If you had maybe chelev, maybe chulin, then maybe chelev, maybe just regular stuff, then shuman, then you would be chayav and Hashem Talui, because you don't know if you sinned. But here you know you sinned, you just don't know the sin, so you fall between the cracks and you bring neither. Amar Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Zeu shemevi Hashem Talui. That's exactly why you bring on Hashem Talui. Shenemar v'asa v'lo yada, meaning v'zelo yada v'masa. It's not just that you didn't know you sinned, it's you didn't know what the sin was. Maybe you knew you sinned, but you didn't know what it was. Aval safek achal chelev, safek lo achal, Zeu shalav mevi Hashem Talui imlav. So then we raise the question, but what happens in a regular case of what we call a regular fair Hashem Talui, when you might have eaten and might not have eaten, and then what would Rabbi Shimon say? So my havi alah toshma chatav lo yadav ma chatav. You sinned and you don't know what it was. O safek chatav safek lo chatav. Or you might have sinned, might not have sinned. Mevi asham talui, which means that both these cases are asham talui. Man shemar le damar chatav in yodav ma chatav mevi asham talui. Who's the authority who says that if you sinned and you don't know what it was, you still bring an asham talui? And that has to be according to Rabbi Yeshua, which is the halacha. It's got to be Rabbi Shimon, who expressed that against Rabbi Yehuda. Katari safek chata safek lo chata mevi asham talui. So you see that Rabbi Shimon says, even in that case, when you might not have sinned, or you knew you sinned, but you don't know what it was, you bring an asham talui. Shimon said, Rabbi Shimon, safek chata safek lo chata mevi asham talui. So we settled that question. Now in the last Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Shizur, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, they had a whole different take. That lo nechleku, and they say their issue between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua was about shem echad and shnei shemot. Meaning, they agreed if it was Shem Echad, meaning you intended to do, or you were involved in an action, and you're not sure whether you cut that piece of wheat or this piece of wheat, so it's all one Shem, and you're Chayiv according to everybody. So, Imken Matam Lomar Asher Chataba, Pratna Mitasek, that's the end of the Mishnah. So now, here we go, Amnachman Amashvoi, Tasek Bachalavim Variot, Chayav Shkein Nehenet. We've seen. Mitasek B'Shabbat Patu, Amnachman Asher Asra Torah. Good. So Amalei Rav of Nachman, v'hatinokot tachimit asikdam, in the famous case of the twin babies, we call it twins because it's an easy case, where one was born on Shabbat, one was born on Sunday. So you were supposed to do Brit Milah on the one that was born on Shabbat, and the Sunday one the next day. And this is critical, a discussion in the 19th parak in Shabbat, about this case as opposed to a Friday Shabbat Safek. And you did the Sunday kid on Shabbat, which means that you violated Shabbat without fulfilling a mitzvah. That's the Mishnah. Now, ad kan lo kapatar, Rabbi Yeshua ala mishum de kasavra, tal bidvar mitzvah, lo asa mitzvah patur. The only reason Rabbi Yeshua says you're patur there is because you were engaged in a mitzvah, and you ended up not doing the mitzvah. Meaning the mitzvah was to do the Brit Milah on Shabbat. Mitasek with the right of mitzvah, but if you're just cutting stuff, Rabbi Yeshua will say, certainly you're chayav. In other words, you intended to cut this fig off the tree and cut a grape or something. You're certainly chayav. So Amar lo. So Rabbi Nachman's answer was Hanach l'tino kot. That case is different. Homakalka b'chabur chayav, because there, when you're doing the operation, you're being makalka b'chabura, meaning that the nature of the malacha of osa chabura, which is Soveya, or Neshama, whatever it is, Machlok, Rashi Tosfot, in Shabbat, is that it's Mekalkel. And therefore, Mitasek B'Chabura Chayav. Since the nature of a Chabura is that it's a destructive act, therefore Mitasek is also Chayav, and that means we would not apply it to picking something off of a tree. Eitav Rav Yehuda L'Shmuel, so now, remember, Rav Nachman quoted Shmuel, and so then his Talmid Rava asked his question, challenge from the great brother challenge from the Tinokot, and Rav Nachman rebuffed it. Now, Eitav Rav Yehuda L'Shmuel, let's go back a generation. Shmuel, who made the original statement, is challenged by his student Rav Yehuda, which is Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afil Mekamin LaKetanim LaKet Avon Nevim Anavim LaKetanim Shchorot LaKet Nevanot LaKet Shchorot in our Mishnah Rolezim Achayev Chatat Rav Yeshua Poter. And that's a case where you even had intended one kind of fig and you cut another kind of fig. How could Rabbi Elazar say you're chayav? After all, you're mitasek. And mitasek b'shabbat is patur. Sure, nami lo kapatur, elamin mina lamina. And even Yeshua only says you're patur if you go from grapes to figs. Abachad mina filo Yeshua machayev. But according to what you said, Yeshua should be machayev, according to this, Yeshua should be machayev even in one min. Amare shinina. Shmuel called Rabbi Yehuda by his nickname, Sharpie. Shvok matnitim v'tova try. Ignore the Mishnah, follow me, I'll explain it. Hachamai askinu, what's the Mishnah talking about? Ngon sha'avad malakit milibo. A guy was cutting something, and he forgot, when he reached his hand, he forgot what he wanted to grab. Nitkaven lakit aravim, let's say he was intending originally to cut some grapes. Shachach v'savur tenim ba'ina. And he thought, in the middle, when he reached out his hand, he forgot, he thought he was going to grab figs. V'achayado aravim, and by accident his hand went to the grapes anyways. Rabliezer savar, in istakavanato, why does Rabliezer say you're chayav? Because he did what he originally intended. Shua savar, in istakavanato, machshavto. Rabbi Shua says he's patur because while he accomplished his original intent, he did not complete the action that he was going to do right now. So Meitiv Rabbi Shaya Rishon Zov Rishon Omrim Lo Nachlu Adav Shu Mishem Echad Shu Chayav Elo Nachlu Adav Shu Shem Shtei Shemot. So Lozem Chayav Chatan Rishu Apoter. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says that Rabbi Yeshua agrees you're Chayav if you intend to do one shame and do the same shame on something else, like white and black figs. Rabbi Yehuda, my kama de pligi. So what according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the machloket? Beneath kaven lakate anavim, velikate ta'inim, shchorot velikate levanot, anavim ta'inim, shchorot levanot, my nihu. What are these black and white figs? Is it shnei shemot? They're two different things. Hainu Rabbi Shimon Shimon Suzuri. Then it's the same thing as Rabbi Shimon Suzuri. So how is Rabbi Yehuda commenting on that if he's saying the same thing? Rabbi Yehuda ma'atel shmuinan. So la mitaseki kivinai. The disagreement must be about mitasek. Rabbi Yehuda sava mitasek chayav. Meaning that if you mitasek and you end up doing the same thing that you that was your original intent, but then you were not paying attention, you're chayav. Shimon Shazuri sav mitasek patur. So lo mitasek divrei kol patur. Everybody agrees mitasek is patur. So what's the machloket? Hachavakim mipalgi. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri and Rabbi Shimon Savar shachach malaket nelibo b'shem echad. Meaning a guy was going to pick some grapes and he forgot what he was going to pick. And then he ended up picking them anyways. Divrei kol chayav. That Rabbi Shua agrees you're chayav. Ki pligi, when Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lezer disagree, b'shnei shemot. When you ended up doing something different. Rabbi Yehuda savar loshtam b'shem echad, loshtam b'shnei shemot, pligi. Rabbi Shua disagrees even when it's shem echad, that you are patur. And that's take number one. Rav Amar likta mika minayu. Their disagreement really is about likta, meaning when you want to do something in a particular sequence, and you did everything you wanted but out of sequence. Vatanya, as this Brightus gives an example, let's say you had two candles that were lit. You wanted to blow that one out, you blew that one out. Or you wanted to light this one and lit that one instead. Patur. Okay, that's straightforward. Mitasek. Let's say you wanted to light one and put the other one out. You wanted to first light one and then put the other one out. Didn't want to be in the dark. And instead, you extinguished and lit with one blow, with one puff of the air. Chayav. Now, pshita, it should be obvious that you're chayav. So, you could argue that you didn't do your intent, because your intent was to first light, then extinguish. Maybe, in reality, the one got extinguished just before the other one got lit. Then it's not the case. You're right, you didn't light first. But you also didn't light second. So in other words, we see from here that sequence may play a role in chiyuv and in being considered mitasek, even though you got everything done you wanted, you didn't do it in the order you wanted. This is only for Shabbat, of course. Now, Tare Rabbanan, let's see. Hachoteg Yechalim Shabbat. Let's say you stoke some coals on Shabbat. Chayav Chatat. That's Mavir. Mishum Melazor, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok, Chayav Shtayim. Why? Shum Chabet El Yonot, when you're stoking them, not only do you Mavir Tatachtonot, you're lighting the ones below, but the ones above get extinguished. Now, Bavaya Skinner, what's the case? If you really intended to do all of that, in other words, to extinguish the upper ones and to light the lower ones, my time at the Manda Pata, why would anybody say you're Patur? It must be that you only meant to extinguish them. So my time at the Manda Machayev Tarti, so why would Rabbi Elazar Tzadok say you're Chayev twice? Rabbi Chanina Amritavayu, so Rabbi Elazar Chanina, the early Amorah heir to Israel, gave the following explanation. In other words, you wanted to extinguish the top ones in order to light the lower ones in that order. Since the Havara was done by destruction, by putting it out, your Patur. The Makalka Bahavara is Chayav, because Havara is itself essentially a destructive act of inflaming something. Now, Rabbi Yochanan had the same answer, but they're talking about bellows. Until now, we didn't really understand what this machloka was about. Okay, Ami Bar Avin, Rav Charanya Bar Avin, Dami Tavayu. They had a different take, which is going to gaven lachabot ulavir. And now it's sequence. You wanted to first extinguish, then inflame. Tanakama Sabra la Karabiosi, Ravala la Vyatsat. He holds like, actually, you intend to do both. He holds like Karabiosi. Remember the beginning of Parshat Vayakhel. The Torah says you can't light a flame, even though that's included in all of the general rubric of Lo Tasecho Melacha. And we say, Rabbi Yosef and Natan have a very, very well-known dispute about why Havara was singled out. Rabbi Yosef says it was singled out to make it a lav, so that if you did Havara, b'shogeg, you wouldn't be chayav achatai. If you did mezid, you wouldn't be chayav karet or mitai, you'd be chayav makot. Rabbi Natan says, really, Havara sheds light on all the melachot, and that is that just like your chayav for inflaming separately, your chayav for each melacha separately, for each av. So Rav Amar lahakdimik ibinayu. He says, no, it was a question of sequence. And as we said, he says that the machloket is, in this case, the scenario was that you intended to extinguish the upper ones, and the lower ones got inflamed by themselves. But Tanakama Savalak Rabbi Shimon, this is a little bit difficult. Davar Devashimin Kaven Patur, because it's the language everywhere else is Devashimin Kaven Mutar. Take a look at Tosfot here, points out that everybody, including Rabbi Yehuda, agrees that Devashimin Kaven, when you don't intend something, you can't be chayav for it on Shabbat. Just the question is, Mutar or Asur? So here it looks like Malachashin and Tzricha Lagufa. So Tana Rabbanan, we have a parallel. You wanted to stoke coals to get warm, and then they got inflamed by themselves. We have machloket, two brightot, whether or not chayav patur. Tani chayav, so the one who says chayav, kasam malacha shen tzvicha legufa. There we go, chayav aleha, like Rabbi Yehuda. I said, Malacha Shem Tzricha Lagufa, because I didn't want this thing to get inflamed. In order to inflame it, I wanted to get warmth. Tani Patur, the one who says Patur, Kasava, like Rabbi Shimon, Malacha Shem Tzricha Lagufa, Patur Aleha, and therefore, since I didn't want the Havara, I just wanted to get warm, I am Patur for that, and that explains that disagreement. Hadran Alach, Safek Achachalav, we will start our study of the last parak of the fifth parak of Masechet Kreitot in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.